From Lubbock Community Theater, this is Five Till Places.
Thank you, Five.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of LCD's Five Till Places. I am Jed, and once again, you're seeing a lot of this fellow, and you're going to be seeing a lot more of him over the next couple of months. We've got Austin Dean Ashford, our first touring artist in residence. As we record this, you have performed and closed the Lubbock debut of Black Book. I feel like we're
talk about
well.
It, Jed. We've been doing some work in here, okay?
We have been, yes.
But hey, don't be alarmed if we're in here talking about what's been happening, okay? We have been getting some work done immediately since we got here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like literally, I think like you came into town and that afternoon you were at least up here where we're making plans and stuff.
Absolutely, we're on it. So let's go on. We say January, February, March. We're like coming to the end of the first quarter of my artist in residency. Okay.
Yeah.
So let's go through the rap sheet. There's some things that we've got knocked out.
So we wrapped up Black Book.
And Black Book came with a fire commercial, 30-second commercial that we made, which was absolutely
good.
Incredible.
Yeah.
We did the Shake My Hand in Character.
Uh-huh.
That went absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
We did the I'm in Your Seat.
Yeah.
That was absolutely incredible.
We did the Meet the Artist in Residence
video. Meet the Artist in Residence. That was super incredible.
Yeah, that was a good one. I like that one.
We went to Lubbock High. We went to Monterey. We went to Atkins. We went to All Saints.
Places.
Let's see. What else did we do? We did the reviews FOMO for people who miss Black Book. We did the FOMO clip. And this is what, our third podcast?
This is the third one so far, yeah.
And three all in the first quarter.
Yeah. Yep. And then we've got a couple more months, so we're gonna be a bunch more of this.
Yes. We did three performances of Black Book. Friday night, it was nice, good opening crowd. What I liked was it was diverse. I was like, oh, there's a lot of different people in here.
Yeah.
And then I feel like Saturday, the young folks came out.
Yeah.
And then Sunday, some people came back and I'd seen it again who had actually saw it. And I was like, oh, dang, I feel like that was the highest honor for someone to see a play. And in the same weekend, say, I'm going to come see it again.
I need to see that again, totally.
We did something cool. We gave out 2 free tickets to two different audience members every night.
Oh, did you do it every night?
Every night.
Nice.
And when those people were turning in their tickets, they wanted like the exact same seats from the exact same day. They wanted the exact same experience.
Yeah, and then I think we sold some other, like, other people.
And we sold some Island Trap tickets. Black Book t-shirt and merch completely out. I had 2 more left.
Really?
And people bought it online. And my merchandise gone. All Black Book.
Nice.
Nobody can get it. That is done. I'm getting new designs. If someone has that design, they got it. If they missed it, it's gone. Limited edition. Completely
gone. Nice.
And now it's January.
Yeah, and that's January.
That was January, the first month of the year.
That was a lot.
And now it's really Black History Month, Jay.
And now it's, yes.
This is a very special place in my heart.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that I get to be able to be one of the ones who close it. I do want to shout out Cake. Cake is happening right now. Make sure you get your tickets for Cake, because this is a moving, revolving space. And I wouldn't be doing my right job as one of the touring artists in residence to say, keep looking at it, because now you're going to see multiple ensemble casts, not one person anymore.
Yeah.
Now you get to see multiple people come together. There's some really cool audio things they're doing in there. I got to be a part of some of the audio stuff that was going on. So, you know, I felt like I got to be a part of it.
Yeah.
There was one thing I didn't get casted for. I feel like, you know, I'm gonna be honest with you guys, podcast. I think that I could do phenomenal audio pornographic sounds, but I didn't get casted. I didn't get casted. They thought I would be better.
Oh.
They thought I'd be better as a news anchor part than me doing my sex sounds. Now I want you to know I have great sex sounds. Okay, now I'm not gonna throw them all out there.
No,
I want you to know right now, if I could do all those characters and those voices, all right, imagine what I could do in an audio bedroom.
Yeah,
right?
I would have
brought the pain.
It's a good,
okay?
It's now, a good place to point out that the Cake does have some adult situations and subject matter, but, you know.
It's Valentine's Day month, okay?
The
Cake makes sense during Valentine's Day, and if you don't, you bring your boo out here.
Yeah.
Come see this beautiful play, The Cake, because February at Lubbock Community Theater, we're turning up the heat.
Yes, because it got cold this past week.
Yo, look, this whole week, I feel like all the plans you had that I wanted to write.
Oh, I know.
Look, everything got shut down. You guys know, look, the marketing's been, look, and I've heard this from other people. The marketing that we're doing here has been phenomenal, and other people
I am super
are trying to
that.
Pick. Yo, y'all, Jed has been going freaking crazy. I know I contact him so much about some type of visual, something, multiple times a week. Boom, it's done. Boom,
and
it's
I need
done.
To shout out Boom, my partner in crime, Daniel Ballard, who helps out with the. He and I head up the digital performing arts department together, and he is coming and helping a lot of the video aspects of everything that we're doing. In fact, he will be with us on. Well, I'll talk to you more about the show.
You know, we're going to
shoot the island trap.
Okay, yeah. Y'all, it's time to get the island trap stuff up.
Yeah.
And if you think you liked what we did for Black Book, we're going to do a lot of similar things. And you know what I didn't talk about? We did the news twice.
Oh, yeah.
Trends and Friends and on Everything Lubbock. This is all in my rotation. There's so much going on.
We're going to do all that for Island Rap as well. And then for Solo Fest.
And then for Solo Fest. Yeah, there's so many people who are like now. I think Black Book got people excited to sign up.
I feel like because I came to Black Book on opening night. And I feel like there were a lot of people that stopped and had questions about Solo Fest and were piqued their interest.
I'm glad that it's not. I think I assumed that it was going to be young people, but I wanted adults to participate. Mm-hmm. Now I'm feeling the energy that there might be more on the adult side than the younger people.
Yeah.
Which I'm still excited. I still want them both to completely implode. I want to have so many signups that the administration at Lubbock Community Theater has to reorganize the entire festival. That is my goal. And they're trying to stop me before that happens. By trying to come up with a structure, and I'm just trying to get so many signups to happen that we have to restructure. That is my goal. And if it happens, you will hear here on the podcast first, because I will be bragging and I will be on here with some ginger ale and some ice cubes letting you know we made it implode. Until then, sign up for Solo Fest.
I was going to say, Solo Fest. So Solo Fest starting in March, the first class, it's a master class taught by this man who very obviously knows what the hell he's doing on this front. It's a masterclass on solo performance, and not just performing the show, but like putting the show together and marketing the show and all the stuff you got to do to get this kind of thing working and out there. And so what's going to happen? You're going to sign up for the class. It's a 6 weeks course. The first class will be the Friday before spring break, and you will get a week off for spring break. And then in April, at the end of the course, there will be a showcase performance of the shows that you put together. So you can register for the course, or if you're not interested in the course, you can still get tickets to come see everyone who did and see what they put together. So, and maybe that will get you interested for maybe we'll do Solo Fest again sometime.
Next
some
year! Stuff,
some ideas being batted around that we're not gonna
There's some
tell you about yet.
I
but,
know, I don't want to tell y'all so bad, but I can't But if you're interested in sponsoring or donating, just please contact Lubbock Community Theater, because the things that we're doing here, we want to grow, and Solo Fest is one of those things that we want to grow.
Very
now, if you guys are like, oh, Austin, what are some of the things that we're going to do in Solo Fest? I'm going to tell you right now, because somewhere there's going to be a sound bite in here that makes it online that makes this absolutely incredible. So week one, I'm going to be talking about form and research. The different types of forms of solo plays that you could do, whether you're doing a poetical, whether you're doing dance, whether you're doing music, whether it's like a long monologue, whether you're playing multiple characters, whether you're doing no talking at all, you're doing some type of clowning form. We're going to talk about form, settings, locations, and the possibilities. I'm going to lean real heavy on adaptation. I'm always going to lean real heavy on adaptation because it gives you a form of structure that you can move and outline, and nothing ever has to be perfect. Next week, we're going to put everything on a paper. We're just going to free write ridiculously and do some editing. Then it's going to be time to get into our body. Oh my gosh, how do you do these characters? We're going to talk about props. I love props, and props are also sometimes used as other characters because it's only you up there. So sometimes a prop could be just as valuable as another character. We might split off, so if you were writing, we might be able to slide you off and go, oh, somebody who's going to help you get a direct, so you don't have to also direct your piece. Somebody who's just writing with somebody else to act, or might bring another actor in. We're going to get the scenic design. We're going to find out your costume. What are you going to do? Fourth, we're going to try to, you know, stage reading it, get you up there moving it around. The fifth week, we're going to honestly probably be like teching you, having you up there moving, doing some like last minute notes. And the sixth week is going to be the performance.
Yep.
But the good thing about that is I didn't want to say this week we're going to talk about marketing. We're going to be talking about marketing and creating those assets the entire time. So like your title and making the flyer and all that stuff is going to be like in the beginning. I want you to know how to do every single portion from sitting here looking up at the wall and having nothing.
Which is a part of the process. That's a part of the writing process.
So you're having ideas and brainstorming and putting all these things on the paper, but it's no type of script.
Yeah.
So then you're saying, all right, these are the characters and locations and kind of like mapping it out and filling it out. So then talking to somebody and saying, am I crazy? Is this just in my head? To then standing it up, getting it in your body. Tech, lights, get the audience in here and we're going to go ahead and run the show. I'm so excited for this to happen because I know some people are terrified. Perfect. You should be terrified. Because you have something to say that's so valuable that it makes you nervous to share it because you want to share it for some reason perfectly, but there's no perfect way to share it. You can just share it the best way that you can. So I'm excited that you're nervous because that means you're like, oh, I think you're nervous because you're like, I know I can do a one-person show. I have it in me. I probably see it in my head. You either do like a song or poetry or do you have some type of art that you'll have a story that I'd really like to tell. But you're nervous on what is it going to look like in front of everybody else. Let's not do that till later. Let's just make it first and then you will find out how everybody else receives it later. So if you're nervous, like, oh, I think I could do that, then come in. Don't worry about how anybody else thinks about the show or if it makes sense. We're going to have a process to help you get through that from beginning to end. And also to take pressure off, just a work in progress. It's not going to be a finished play. If you've ever been to a new play festival or a new play development, it's just a work in progress. Now, it's not going to be no stage reading. You have to get up and move.
You are going to be performing the show.
You will not be performing the show. Ain't going to be no music stand. The only way I'll let you have a music stand is if you're actually doing music. Right. That's the only way I'll let that go. Oh, I need to do it for that. But besides that, get up and do it. That work in progress, I think it does so much. I'm just excited because I think there's so many people here locally that we know or you haven't known before who has a great story to tell. But I also think that there's some people here who will be great support. Some people are going to be in the room just to help you dramaturg. Just to help you work and kind of build up the script. There'll be a director there. And I'm always going to be helping directing pieces too. But there's going to be a director there just so you can be outside of your heart and say, hey, why don't you try this? Or dude, we're going to talk about movement language. We're going to talk about props. We're going to talk about sound. But we're also going to talk about how to make a flyer. What is a good actual title? And also not a flyer that's not too much. You still got to grab someone's attention, but it can't be just pure words the whole time. But we're talking about right image or pick. What is a video asset? How long does the video asset need to be? Matter of fact, let me ask you this question. What are the time lengths that you like for video assets?
Well, like obviously for commercials, we specifically go for commercials on TV are usually broken into either like a 15-second spot or a 30-second spot. And certain things like movie trailers or something, you might see a minute or so, you know, depending. But for the most part, it's going to be a 15-second spot or a 30-second spot. And radio is going to be similar. I mean, because people still listen to radio in 2023. But, you know. But then, like, if you're making stuff for social media, like... there are notable exceptions to this, but for the most part... something fairly short is better, like a minute or under, particularly when you're talking about like putting something funny up on TikTok or something.
And also, are you going vertical or are we going horizontal?
Yeah, which again, that depends on the platform. Like TikTok is associated vertically because it is meant to be viewed on your phone. And like there is a website version, but it's meant to be viewed on your phone. So it's meant to fill that screen vertically. So if you are shooting for TikTok, shoot it this way. But if you're shooting to put on Facebook or something else, Don't do vertical video. Turn it this way. Get the full picture. Because you see this, screens are shaped like this because that's how your eyes are oriented. That's how we perceive things. That's why screens are shaped this way. So
then I want to talk flyer and poster.
Yeah.
You always want to go like this with flyer and poster? Do you want to... y'all think I'm playing with you. These are the real things you have to think of when you're producing. Like, so what would you say? What are the different multiple handhelds or posters or flyers and dimensions would you suggest?
Posters and stuff like that, I actually still will go vertical because we're used to reading things that way from books and newspapers and magazines and everything. And that also, it's easier to place things on bulletin boards around town when they're all vertical. That's how everything else is going to be too. But
I know when you're doing like a post on a carousel, if your video's like this,
Well, see, and then that's another thing too, is when I'm building the graphics, I'll build the poster first. And then I'll take those and reorient them for, like, your Facebook cover photo or...
Yeah, I see you have, like, a vertical version and you have a horizontal. And you have some square versions, too.
Yeah, some square version for Instagram has specific... I remember when Instagram first started, it just had the square shape.
The 1x1.
And then they've got the little bit that's a little bit more rectangular or a little bit more...
4x3, yeah.
Yeah. And so... I can adjust them a little bit for that, but for the ends of commercials also, I like to build a vertical or a horizontal version so that we can have the commercial going, and then at the end we put up this graphic that has all the info on it and everything. But then again, I'll also make a vertical version, so when we put it on TikTok, it'll go to the, and stuff like Instagram Reels and Stories and all that thing are going to be generally vertically oriented, because a lot of those things, Instagram Reels, were created specifically to chase TikTok. So yeah. So that they're going to be oriented the same way. So, and like, if you want to put something on your Facebook story, then
vertically. I have to have this conversation, you guys. I'm sorry. This podcast is getting good. Now I'm asking this. What are some of the tactics that you have to creatively come up with in theater, as far as making assets to promote, and which was kind of working better than the others, you know, do you like the 30-second better than the 15? Is the 15 usually better than the 30-second?
I like the 30-second just because that gives me more time to get a little more information out. 15 seconds is really good just for a quick blast of like, hey, we're presenting this show, these are the dates, check out more information.
Do people usually engage with the 15 more than the 30, or do people usually engage with the 30 more than 15?
It varies, but 15 is, I mean, it's at least a little more likely, I think, to get out there, just because it's so short that it's done before they think to scroll away.
Yeah.
So with anything else, the idea is I've got to come up with something that will be catchy enough that make them want to stay for the full 30 seconds and watch this.
That's
true.
I mean, we kind of bulldozed you. Do you think, like, the strategy we did, because we just came with content, it's smarter to do that, or do you think it's actually smarter to just have, like, one piece and maybe run an ad on that and just keep sitting on that one?
I like having, maybe this is the main ad that, like, the thing that the Black Book commercial was, yeah. we put that on social media, and then we ran it on the TV stations and everything else. But then I like having a lot of other content around it, because... You have to repeat something so many times just to get it to stick in people's heads, and that's where we get
right now.
That's why we have the consistent. Like, I built that graphic that was on everything. So whether it was the commercial or the end of the other TikToks or whatever else, it still went to that graphic. So even though this content was a little different, that it still had that image that everyone's like, oh right, yes, I've seen that. That's Black Book. Okay, and that creates this continuity. But I like having multiple different forms of content specifically for social media, because we've got the one thing that's going to be running on TV out there, and that'll be on social media as well. But then all the rest of the social media I like to use to...
You're like supporting materials.
Yeah. It's more legs underneath it. And it also kind of humanizes everything a little bit, because we've got this commercial, but then we can use social media to create this other content that... Because social media and social media marketing are so much about relationship. It's all very relational. And that's the mindset you have to have if you're going to build any kind of an audience on social media. You've got to be able to thinking of not just selling a product, but like meeting people where they are.
Yeah.
And that's what gets their attention. It's not just having a flashy product to sell or a good tagline or whatever else. It's finding where the people that you are trying to engage, where are they? How do I meet them in their space, go to them rather than pulling them to me?
There was a moment where I was like, man, we are coming at these folks fast with a lot of content. But I think it was also reminding people who are like, oh, I'm going to go, but I haven't bought their ticket yet. No offense. Lubbock, you last minute. No offense.
Yeah, last minute Lubbock is a...
But if you are last minute and you're like, oh, okay, I've seen this on the... Okay. Mm-hmm. Dang, somebody else. Okay, and then after a while, you're just starting to get like onto like, dang, you are like embedded. I didn't see it 7-8 times, or you missed it, and then you have to see the FOMO video of missing it too.
I love the FOMO video. I think that was such a great idea. That was good. Which was this guy's idea. I'm not going to try and take credit for that, but it was, yeah, it was
a great idea. We're going to try to take it to the next level. I was trying to get a FOMO video for after every show, so Island Tribe.
Yeah.
If you don't come, I want you to feel it.
After opening night, we're like, look, you've got two more nights. After Saturday, we're like, one more chance. And then after Sunday, it's like, you missed it.
You know what? I really want to make Solo Fest. That might be crazy. I really want to make a You Missed It video.
Totally.
For Black Book. Totally. I don't know if that's too much. I still want to do it and just be like, hey, you guys, y'all see the word around town. Y'all know what it was.
So we did. My wife is also a graphic designer. We actually met in school for advertising and marketing.
That's like cheating. You guys can't both. That's not fair.
No, it's great.
That's not fair.
And so our kids.
Voltron ass.
Well, and so now we've got these genes passed on. So both of our kids draw and we do all this stuff. But in college, I played in a band with a friend of mine. And my wife, either I would design flyers or my wife would design them for us. She was not my wife at the time. But that's not the point. And there was one time we had a show at some coffee shop and with a couple of other acts, and we forgot to make a flyer. But it was still pretty well attended. We had a really good night. And so what my wife did was made a flyer saying, you missed it. They played this weekend at this show and you weren't there. And we posted that around, and that helped us advertise whenever the next time we played.
Oh, that's awesome. So it was... I like that. You guys are definitely starting to get like back into our strategy right now.
But I also want to strategy. That's one of the things I like about the podcast is I think that humanizes things. It gives everyone, you get to not just see the commercial, you get to see us and what we're doing and how we put this stuff together. And I like that.
Okay, because I do want you guys to know what really is happening like behind the scenes. Because even as right now we're talking about designing the flyer, I like flyers where you do a whole photo shoot.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Then out of the good photos, then you put them on the flyer to find out the information. And then after the flyer, you use the flyer kind of as a guide when you're doing the visual commercials.
Yeah.
Then you're doing the visual commercials. Like, all right, now I have to make supporting assets around that. So you guys start after that. You still want to run ads. Yes, I'm saying it. I'm talking. I'm giving you the secret sauce. Don't forget to run ads, because you can target the audience and go exactly where you want. And even though everything's in the transition to tickets, it still lets the community see that you're putting out something that you want them to support.
Yep.
And you know, over time put it together. And also the in-person visits,
because
now we have these flyers and we have the posters. So one thing we were able to do is we had a poster that was signed and we were able to do a giveaway. People loved the giveaway.
And we'll do that again for Island Trap. That's there will be coming up here soon. You will see chances to win autographed Island Trap posters.
Some people after the show wanted to get the poster after the show. Like they wanted to get the poster after the show and to have that signed too.
And we'll have that for Island Trap also.
And if you come to the play and you want to be there, let us know. You know, I think one of the people who was in the review last time was Eric Brian Eric Brian Robertson Jr., who is in a movie with Jamie Foxx coming out this year.
Yeah. Which is going to be on Netflix.
Which is going to be on Netflix. So I want you to be one of the people in the audience talking about how cool this was.
Yeah.
So I know I just did a whole bunch of Black Book and we talked about process, but I now do want to shift to let you guys know we have about 2.5 weeks, 3 weeks till Island Trap is here.
Yeah.
And we sold out the last two performances last time in a smaller venue. But I feel like I need at least one of these to sell. I talked to the people upstairs, and they said, we want to try to get a 120 average.
Yeah.
And one of them sold out. This is 140 seats, people. Now, the reason why I'm excited to do Island Trap, it's my first play. First play I ever made, won Best One Man Show off Broadway. I don't even know how else to say. I did not do theater. I never saw theater until I went to grad school. And the very first play I made, it won the Kennedy Center competition that allowed me to beat. I'm only saying this because I thought, after Denzel Washington, you think you're going to NYU. You think you're going to Juilliard. You're going to, I got him to none of those places. I have to go to University of Arkansas. But I love you, Razorbacks. Y'all took care of me. I went to University of Arkansas and through the Kennedy Center competition, the schools I got to beat were NYU, Juilliard, and Yale.
The
schools that rejected me. It was like the hot girl was like, oh no. And then you pull up with a new car, like, ha 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 ha.
With a hotter girl.
With a hotter girl, made a better decision. But also that was like the first play that like got me to win Best One Man Show off Broadway, when it gets like 400 one person shows and this festival called the United Solo Festival. Little did I know that a lot of people do one person shows do that festival. Now, granted, I didn't know since I won an award, a lot of people don't get to win an award like that. But for a lot of people, it's a rite of passage just to do the United Solo Festivals at Theater Row. So there's like 400 one-person shows. The fact that my show sold out. Now, I'm not gonna act like, oh, they put out the flyer and all some people just buy tickets. No, this was aunties, cousins, uncles going through the phone line, asking people at church, asking people at school, asking professors, do you know anybody who lives there? And then people like that buy tickets. So it's still independent promotion, but it sold out. And then it won against 400 shows. Best one man show. Like the, there's all, there's like best comedy, best dance, best direction. But we won best one man show. That also got me to Edinburgh Fringe Festival, the world's largest art festival in the world. Think of your favorite art festival. I'm waiting.
Yeah, well, this one's bigger.
Yep. Yeah, I know. You're like, what do you want to say? Coachella? What do you want to do? Bigger than that. Lollapalooza? Bigger than that. Art Basel? Bigger than that. It's bigger than all of them. 4 million people come to watch 4,000 shows in a span of 30 days.
Wow.
Wow. And it's awesome. It's awesome. It is incredible. I can't wait till I get to go back. It just, the pandemic happened, so I haven't gone since. But as soon as I can go back, I'm going back.
You've got more material to take with you.
I've got way more material. Yeah. And I know exactly how I want to play it now. But that play has taught me so much about one person show. And the funny thing is, I still learn a lot about that play. I have like 7 original songs that do in that play. All those songs are on Spotify. They're on YouTube. They're on Apple Music. A lot of those songs have like taken off, like Spirit. I have a music video on YouTube that almost has 100,000 views. The song almost has over 600,000 streams on Spotify, and it's in the play. I love this play because I turned into 13 different characters again. Why do I like the number 13? But instead of me playing like a lot of real people, this time we're getting fantastical.
Yeah.
So now instead of me like turning into like kids in the classroom or principal, we're turning into like trees and lobsters and panthers and pythons. And it's fantastical. It's so fun. I'm excited for that to come Black History Month here as a contribution. So I hope you guys are ready for this island chap. So now I had to put the ukulele away for Black Book, but the ook is back.
Coming out for the island trap. Yeah, it's on the poster.
February 24th, 25th, the 26th. Get your tickets now. What's today? Today's the 20th. You have 22 days.
Yeah, and the link is right up there. We've got the event on our Facebook. You go to the website, lubbockcommunitytheater.org. It is right there on the front page. You can just click that button and get those tickets right now.
Somebody might have actually got your seat already. Like, I'm not to brag. Some of the good seats are already getting taken.
Yeah, okay. So get them now, last minute Lubbock. Don't do that. Don't be last minute.
Get your tickets now. So yeah, welcome to the podcast. You know what I'm saying? Black History Month. I just got out of class. I was so happy to do this. We're here. Get your tickets for Island Chap. See you at Cake. More coming soon.
Bang. All right. We're gonna cut off there for now. And like I said, we will next week. You will talk to the cast of the Cake, and some of the crew, and we'll be having many more episodes with this guy right here. And until then, we'll see you later. Thank you so much for watching and listening and supporting and coming out to see all the things that we do here. You are why we do it. So the community part of that's
y'all been hearing so many good work about the community. It's like, oh, what you're out doing in the community is awesome. It's like, you see us.
That's the idea. That's what we're after. Yes. So until then, until next time, thank you so much. This has been Five Till Places.
Thank you, Five.
Five Till Places is a production of Lubbock Community Theater.
Be sure to follow us on social media for all the latest news and updates surrounding our projects and the goings-on at LCT. Our theme music is Pizza and Video Games by Bonus Points. A link to that artist and their music can be found in the show notes. Look them up, give them some support. Thanks for being with us this week, and as always, thank you for supporting live theater in the Lubbock, Texas area and beyond.